The Ain't No Fang Podcast. From Arizona Sports, Ain't No Fang.
Derek, I miss baseball so much.
I miss it so much, Bear.
I miss it so much.
I miss it so much.
The Dinos are doing good.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I said to myself I was going to keep track of that. I've totally failed.
Oh, the Dinos are
killing. Totally failed. The Doosan Bears have not captivated my interest.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well,
meanwhile, Barstool Sports is also a huge fan of the Dinos, so they're getting a lot of attention lately. Yeah.
Barstool. Oh, yeah. I actually really like Barstool. It's the Ain't No Fang podcast here at ArizonaSports.com. My name is Cody Fincher. That is Derek Montilla.
I miss baseball.
I miss baseball as well. We had the first official proposal from the MLB owners to the MLB Players Association, which called for even more pay cuts than they were originally agreed to pay or originally agreed to take the players.
To use a baseball metaphor, it was high and outside.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Ball four.
Yeah.
Ball eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite the terrible proposal, especially when you consider the vast amount of players that make a lot of money that will be affected the most, you know, with the biggest reductions. There are people closer to, you know, the $1 million amount that won't be as affected as much, but are still going to receive, per this proposal, a 50% plus pay reduction. And this is already after the players agreed to a reduction in pay earlier in the negotiations, earlier in this off season during the COVID pandemic. It seems that the MLB owners specifically want to be sure that if anybody is going to have a reduction in income, it's not going to be them.
Yeah.
And I understand that they're going to be losing a lot of their income based on not having fans in the stands, but there's also a lot of money saved by the, you know, not operating the building during a game anyway.
Yep.
I mean, if you're talking about a Miami Marlins game, there's a good chance there's more people working the concession stands than there are sitting in the stands.
More people preparing the hot dogs.
Correct.
Than more people eating them.
I just think that it's a preposterous thing to request of players. And then, you know, on the other hand, you have the players in a no-win situation. They look bad by having to, like, literally turn their noses at this request because, you know, they look like millionaires who are crying about not having as many millions like we spoke about on past podcasts.
Yep.
When in reality, you know, you're really trying to shortchange especially the best players in the league. You're asking them to come out and risk the, you know, receiving the rest of their contract. Could they potentially have a season or career-ending injury during this shortened season?
Yep.
And you're asking them to play for 30% in some cases of what they would have made this season.
So basically what this proposal was is it's a tiered type of proposal where and the pay cuts, I mean, are tiered.
Right.
Where the players at the top of the spectrum who make the most would be taking the biggest pay cuts. So this is a tweet from Jeff Passan, and he gives an example. Mike Trout, his 2020 salary, regular salary, would have been $37 million. I'm just going to round it up to about $38 million. Prorated, he would receive around $19 million, which is what they agreed to in March, back before we knew that there probably wouldn't be fans.
Correct.
In the stands. With this new proposal that the MLB owner sent to the Players Association, he would be making a little over $5 million this year.
Over five.
Which, yes, it's still multiple millions of dollars, but that's pretty ridiculous to me. That much of a pay cut?
Again, what they're trying to do is make sure that any loss, income-wise, is passed on to the players.
Which is not fair at all.
No. No.
So far in these negotiations, I haven't heard I don't have the proposal in front of me, so I don't know every detail about it. But I haven't really seen one thing where the owners have said, we're going to do this for you if you do this for us.
Right.
It's been the players where you're going to get prorated salaries. Okay. Okay. Then you're going to take another 30%. What? Okay. Now the top paid players in the league are going to make 80 or not even going to make 80% of what they were owed. What?
Huh?
What?
Yeah. Because see,
how do you go from point A to point B there?
Honestly, that's the biggest savings without affecting the biggest percentage of the players.
Because, right? Yes, there aren't that many guys who are making $38 million
right.
a year.
So what you're really just doing is you're going to the top guys, you're putting them in that position to accept this request, but you're still leaving a majority to have a reasonable deal, which the reasonable deal is make a $500,000 to $1 million or make no money at all this season because we don't have a baseball season.
Right.
Most guys are going to still take that. Baseball players, for the most part, don't make very much money. I know that a lot of the guys that play at major league level do, but not a lot of them have long careers, and not a lot of them have made a lot of money for a lengthy amount of time. There's a story out about how the Seattle Mariners are going to continue to pay their minor league players, saying the organization will continue to pay them through the remainder of the 2020 season, which is awesome.
That's great.
Right? That's great. But then it goes on to say that the Major League Baseball announced that teams would pay $400 per week to minor league players who are not on 40-man roster. $400 a week. Mm. Like, that's not enough money for people to live off of. And to say that that's somehow comparable to what a minor leaguer normally makes just goes to show you how hard it is for these guys at a lower level until they make it to that MLB level.
Yeah, MLB, playing baseball professionally isn't all sunshine and rainbows. You don't just pick up a bat one day and then in a couple years are making $30 million a year. These guys like Mike Trout and Bryce Harper and Max Scherzer, they worked for that money. And whether or not you think it's a ridiculous amount of money for someone to be playing baseball, it's not their fault that the sport has grown like this. It's not their fault that sports are like this. It's just how it is with being paid. These guys are there for entertainment purposes. They're talented. And I mean, is it ridiculous that a musician makes that much money too? You have to kind of go in that direction as well. And
you're absolutely right. And a musician is affected this exact same way during this pandemic.
They can't go out on tour.
They cannot go out on tour. They cannot perform. All they can really do in some cases is use this time to write some new music and do some studio time that they wouldn't have been able to do.
And if they do like a Facebook Live concert or something and demand people pay for it, that's a bad look for them. They can't do that.
Well, like, honestly, my friend is an independent, you know, rap artist, and he's big here locally, and he's an amazing dude. But he lives off of touring, and he lives off of
live performances.
So he does do concerts where he has a really nominal fee for people to attend, but he also gets, like, some bigger friends, you know, bigger artists that are friends of his to join and makes a really great form of entertainment off of it. He's just doing all he can during this time to still have some income. You know, that's the thing about this, especially like, I don't know. I think of artists when you talk about musicians the same way I think about athletes. We criticize them a lot for the fact that they make all of this money.
Yeah.
Right. But both of these fields have very short careers for the most part, even when people are successful. Very few people in music and as athletes go on to have 10, 15 plus long career, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's uncommon for someone to have a 15-year career in baseball or in, you know, as a successful musician. There are a lot of people that have done it. It's just not very common. Now, with that being said, they have to make their money in that period of time because they're not like the rest of us. They're not continuing on their career path, you know, for a longer period of time where they have a chance to continue on the rise.
Yeah.
Their career can end in a moment for both. Athletes especially are the ones that need to try to make their money while they can. That's really what's happening here is these guys are making sure that if they're going to play and, you know, we've even joked about it, but what they're really talking about is putting their careers on the line. They put their careers on the line every time they play a game. Mm-hmm. Starting pitchers do, outfielders, everybody that plays the game is putting their career on the line because any night they could have a season-ending or career-ending injury. That they don't want to do that for pennies on the dollar that they were owed originally for this season.
Yeah.
It's never going to not be a bad look when you're sitting there going, I'm not going to take this $5 million when I'm owed $34
million. Sure.
When there's people out there in our society right now struggling the way that they are.
There's like no way to go about this in a way that makes you look good.
Right. Like you're right. Max Scherzer had a tweet that basically summed it up nicely, and I think he put it as eloquently as you can without sounding
like Blake Snell.
Like Blake Snell, right? Max Scherzer said, after discussing the latest developments with the rest of the players, there's no reason to engage with MLB in any further compensation reductions. We have previously negotiated a pay cut in the version of prorated salaries, and there's no justification to accept a second pay cut based upon the current information the union has received. I'm glad to hear other players voicing the same viewpoint, and believe MLB's economic strategy would completely change if all documentation were to become public information. Right? So yeah. What he's saying there is if the books were open, people would see how much money owners are making. Right. And that the league makes and what they're expecting players to accept taking.
And Max Scherzer's in a unique position here because he's on, I don't know what the exact title of it is, but he's on the subcommittee of the Players Association that's dealing with these negotiations. He's on the board of that, and he's one of the highest paid players in baseball.
Right.
So he himself would be taking one of the biggest pay cuts in the league. And when I read that tweet of his, I just thought, why would the owners send a proposal to the Players Association that they should have known would never be accepted? And then then you realize, well, maybe it's like kind of buying a car. You go in with that lowball offer, and then the dealer or whoever you're buying the car from comes back at you with their offer, and then you go, oh, okay, I'll boost it up a little bit. And then you hopefully eventually meet somewhere in the middle.
But this is more
different.
it's kind of different because this is more like you went to go negotiate your loan.
Job. Yeah.
Where you negotiate your loan, salary. They accept it, you accept it,
and
like,
then they're
okay.
Like, okay, you owe more now.
Wait, no, hold on. We decided, to triple your payments. That's really where this comes into play. What's odd is that we also have players voicing other weird opinions during this when I personally don't think baseball is even going to happen, but you have Charlie Blackman out here talking about how he's not going to not spit if baseball does resume.
I'm going to just go out there and spit all I want.
Like,
if you're in the outfield, like, you can't spit on the ground?
This is like, a different world.
What
we
is
live in
happening?
Now, Bear. It's a different world now, Bear.
Don't go spit on Trevor Story. Spit on the ground. Is your opponent who's also in right field going to come out and like rub his hand right where you spit and then touch his face?
I was at the store the other day.
I feel like they have to come up with these health protocols just to say they're coming up with health protocols.
Yes, because
they're
just
completely ridiculous.
It's like the plexiglass at the supermarket. I was at the store, and they have the plexiglass up. And meanwhile, the person who was checking me out was wearing her mask, and she had her nose sticking out of the top of it. And I'm like, well, all of this is just for naught.
Well, this just went out the window.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
You know, I mean, there's
I've
are
seen
a lot
so
of things.
Many people. I want to go up to those people and be like, it's supposed to be over the nose,
right.
Over the nose.
Just get
but
it.
I just you, don't want to go near them because their nose is exposed.
Right. See,
I don't know. I hate this, Derek.
It's making it so much easier to not touch other human beings. I'll tell you that much. So that part I'm completely okay with. But I mean, saying that, having an all-star out here talking about before they've even agreed to, you know, the terms of the season and whether or not they're going to actually play the game, we're talking about spitting and whether or not he's going to not spit.
I can't shower at the field anymore. I have to show up in my uniform like I'm in Little League and then go home in my uniform or go to the hotel or whatever they're going to do and then shower there.
Yeah. Put on a hazmat suit while you're at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that, like, let's worry about whether baseball happens first before we worry about spitting is going to be allowed or not. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I just find it so odd that other countries, like what we've seen out of the KBO in Korea.
Taiwan's about to start with fans, I think.
Right. I'm saying, you know, Hawaii has had like 265 coronavirus cases total, I think, something like that. That number might have changed, but
it's because they're on an island.
Totally. And they're not letting people come in. They're arresting people in Hawaii if you try to come there as a person on vacation.
Good thing you didn't buy those tickets,
to the beach.
Derek.
You know what? I changed them. I didn't. I'm going to try to go in July, but we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll get arrested. Yeah. I don't know. If I'm going to the beach, though, I'm not going to post
Instagram
photos
about it. Can your one phone call be
it.
Into this podcast? Can you call
yeah.
us?
Oh, it's definitely going to be to this
podcast. Don't
call
your family or anything. Yeah.
No, they'll be with me in jail because we'll all be at the beach together. No, I mean, I'm just saying that there's a lot of things that other countries have done to successfully have their season. I think that's part of the problem with, you know, American sports in a way is like the contracts and stuff are so huge that, mm-hmm. you know, there is no more doing it for the sake of the game. There's no more doing it for the sake of the country. There's no more like, hey, we just need you guys to do something that's going to bring some positivity during some really dark times. There's, you know, once again, has to be a fight over money, and it's got to be made public too. That's the other part. It's been made very public, just like, you know, again, this whole thing with Charlie Blackman talking about not wanting to spit. Like, I don't know, just keep it to yourself for a little while.
Maybe that part don't say.
Yeah,
like, we're not even there.
Yeah.
We're not even close.
But it's the same kind of thing. Like, it's just something that doesn't need to be talked about publicly. I think that the players are getting the short end at this point. And, I mean, I understand them needing to defend themselves because, once again, it's that thing we talked about, which is, you know, millionaires crying about their millions
yeah.
that they're not going to get, but they're still getting millions. And, you know, it's a tough sell for a lot of people in this economy right now.
When this was first starting and we were all talking about it, I wouldn't say I was on anyone's side. I was definitely anti-Blake Snell. I'm just going to get that out there. He sure. sounded like a complete idiot what he said.
Right.
But I wasn't like, oh, the owners are the right, or, oh, no, the players are right. I am way more on the player's side now. I'm more pro player after this first proposal. Like,
I think we were just hopeful initially,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think we were just hopeful initially that there would be baseball again.
Yeah.
We just wanted them to figure it out.
And then
so.
When they finally officially send the proposal, it's for your stars of the game, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Max Scherzer, Manny Machado. Those guys are going to not get paid anywhere near what they were owed this year, even anywhere near the prorated salaries that they say they agreed to in March, which, by the way, I've heard this from multiple places, but I don't know if it's true because, again, I don't have the agreements in front of me. But if there's a clause in that first agreement where they said they would get prorated salaries, if there's a clause in there that said if there are no fans, we can come back and renegotiate. A lot of the players now are saying, we've already agreed to a pay cut. We've already taken a pay cut. Well, if there's a clause in that agreement that says if there are no fans, we in good faith can come back and renegotiate salaries, I don't think the players can say that, right?
Right.
And that's what most of them are saying. We've already agreed to take prorated salaries. And this is another thing I saw is that the MLB Players Association plans to counter with their own economic proposal, which includes a longer season, which I thought was interesting, and prorated salaries. Of course, they don't want to take anywhere near or anywhere any more, I should say, of their salaries cut below that prorated rate. But now they want more games.
Right. To try to make up.
Try to make up what they can from all the games they lost already. It's just.
See, that's the problem, is
I feel like we should be farther along
right,
by now.
It really needs to just come down to, like, we'll pay you what you'd make for these amount of games.
Yeah,
like,
I don't understand.
I don't see how
I mean,
that's not
I'm
fair.
Not a money expert or a business person, but
This plan, I don't know how realistic that is. Let me put on my tinfoil hat and get into conspiracy theories with this plan. But if part of this plan is for players to either collectively take it or leave it, or if it's for them to kind of have a majority vote and accept it, and then have an opt-out clause for people who don't want to participate in the season at all, it's a way to have a smaller percentage of their MLB, you know, as a whole, be upset about the plan. And yeah, you're going to lose your big stars for this half season that's going to take place that no one's really going to take seriously or ever consider to be a real champion, but we'll still have baseball. And baseball has so many people in the minor league system that it's easy to fill those holes of the players, the few players that make 20 million plus that are going to be really getting the short end of the deal with this proposal, and those guys can opt out, not play, and it's easy for MLB to continue on and still have a season. Really, at this point, I think it's important for MLB to make sure that a season happens one way or another.
They can't have no baseball.
Baseball's already on that bubble of being forgotten and disregarded as a sport.
You're already losing the majority of your fan base. Whether it's because they're too old or kids can't pay attention to nine innings of baseball anymore. But...
And so what, we're supposed to have baseball go longer into football season?
Right.
That's not going to work for baseball?
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
unless you only play on Saturday.
Well, unless honestly it comes down to, you know, baseball not having fans, football not having fans, and just having that option on TV, because then you can have crazy games that are either like super early in the morning or just aimed particularly at the times when football wouldn't be on TV, you know, no night games on Thursday, no night games on Monday, that kind of thing.
No games on Sunday at all.
I have no idea what they're going to do. I was cautiously optimistic, and now I'm sadly pessimistic about this season starting. I do not feel anymore, especially after reading Scherzer's tweet. If he's putting it that way and putting it eloquently like that, then we're still going to get this is not going to happen.
It was, like you said, eloquent way of saying, why bother?
Right.
Because if they're not going to budge on this, we're not going to take it.
Yeah.
Do you think that we should be – that the negotiations should be farther along by now? Because I do.
Absolutely.
Because I see the NHL – and the NBA, leagues that their games were canceled right in the smack dab in the middle of their season are already having dates to come back.
Right. They've already figured out a plan.
The NHL has said they're just going to go straight to the playoffs.
Which is a great plan.
Which is great. Especially for hockey, when a lot of people think the Stanley Cup playoffs are actually probably the best postseason in sports.
I agree with that.
They should just go straight to the playoffs and get, you know, all the attention they can. I saw a tweet not too long ago from Shams Charania from The Athletic saying that Adam Silver said on a call to the NBA Board of Governors or whatever it was that their target date to return is July 31st to return to the regular season.
And they're going to play in the facility in Orlando at Disney
World? It sounds
like
it. It sounds like they are, yeah. So, like, at first, when this all first was going down, I thought MLB had the easiest path to play.
Yes.
Their season hadn't started.
Yes.
They could literally do whatever they wanted to the season. I never thought it would get to this point where they were bickering over dollars.
Yeah.
And it makes the sport and the players and everyone involved look terrible.
Right.
And I'll still love baseball no matter what, but it's just, it's hard to still have faith in it.
At the end of the day, the MLB owners, they hold all the cards, right?
So they do.
That's
if you don't want to play Mike Trout,
right?
We're gonna get a center fielder out here who wants to.
And if we're not gonna play, then you know, honestly, we're all gonna be affected. But
there's probably some owners that, I mean, I believe Derek Hall said this on Doug and Wolf this week that he thinks there are owners who would prefer to just not have a season.
Yeah,
maybe the Marlins because they don't have fans to begin with, and they're going to lose even more money. The Rays, that type of thing.
I think that it's definitely going to hurt the players to not have a season more than it's going to hurt the owners. And it also just hurts the popularity of the game overall, so that affects the players. You know, that's affecting your marketability and mm-hmm. endorsement deals and all of this other stuff. If I was a company like Nike, why would I put money into baseball when, you know, no one's going to potentially be
they
watching
it? They just did.
Yeah,
they right. just had all their, they just put all their stuff on every uniform.
I know.
And changed some of the team's uniforms.
Right. So that's kind of a big knock.
And this also, if they don't have any baseball, or maybe if they just have little baseball, all this money they're losing, the next offseason, this offseason after whatever season happens this year in 2020, is going to be so different.
Yeah.
You're not going to see any guys get paid. You see a lot of one-year deals, I think, anyway. And maybe, hopefully, it rebounds in 2022, the offseason of 2021, I guess it would be. You're going to see guys like Mookie Betts maybe take one-year deals. It's crazy.
Yeah, I would expect that, because the owners are not going to dish out this money. Right. And honestly, it's that flimsy now. It's one of those things that they can't realistically consider it a good investment to pay a player like they paid Bryce Harper mm-hmm. when like MLB might not even be around that long. You know, I'm not saying that.
Then
this
who
is,
owes him the money after it's
right,
gone?
After it's yeah. all gone. Right. I mean,
the owners do. The owners would.
This sounds crazy, but I feel like what has happened during this pandemic has changed my view on a lot of things, right? And I think one of the things I realized is that life will still go on without sports. It's not going to be as fun.
Miserable.
Yeah, it's not going to be as fun. People aren't going to have as much time, or they have too much time on their hands. People are getting yeah. angry. There's a lot of things to get angry about, because there's a lot of bad things happening out there in the world, and there's very little to distract you from that.
Yeah.
We're getting to the point where we don't have any movies. We don't have we're running out of new
episodes of television shows.
I
miss the movie theater so much.
Yeah.
I love going to the movies.
It's a great experience. I mean, unless you're going with two children and have to pay for everybody.
I'm not there yet.
Right. I will say that it's sports is one of those things that is very important to us, but life will also go on without it. And the sports world will go on without baseball. It's one of those things that everybody needs to consider about this situation in these negotiations. Money shouldn't be the sole focus when there's an importance on keeping an interest in the game and maintaining a fan base. You know, there's people who, I don't know, are looking for something new. Maybe they'll jump onto hockey. You know, maybe NFL has kind of lost some fans too, based on some stuff over the years. And, you know, I don't know. I've seen some of these people. I know some of these people, and some of them have just gone on without it. You know, they don't miss it. It's not the end of the world that their sport isn't the thing that they're all about anymore.
Yeah.
Baseball needs to be careful about that. I'm sick of talking about baseball negotiations and not coming back. I've been up several nights, like I've told you, at 3 o'clock in the morning watching the KBO.
I thought I might be as dedicated as you. No, I'm not. Not even close.
I think the Dinos are 18-3 now.
Oh, crap.
They're steamrolling.
I'm going to look this up.
The KBO. Yeah, I could be wrong about that record, but
I didn't
want to go on and say
I thought I might even watch like the replays
yeah.
of the games.
Yeah.
I've watched maybe a few innings of one.
I'll say that it's hard to do it with the language barrier. I appreciate ESPN's presentation of it.
Like Carl Ravitch and those guys are doing a pretty decent job.
They are. I like anything that brings any kind of sport into my life, so I appreciate the effort to, you know, make it something that
yeah.
you know I can watch, because I try to watch the Twitch streams and I get a little lost on even where we're at, what the score is, what's going on.
The NC Dinos are 17-4.
17-4
in first place in the
Did
KBO.
They lose last night?
The LG Twins 15-6, and I don't even know if they're my anymore.
Mm-hmm. Bears
Doosan
Bears.
Doosan Bears.
Bears Bears
are 13-8. Way to go.
Hey. They're still above 500.
That's true.
Postseason hopes are alive.
Matt Williams' Kia Tigers are at 500, 11-11.
Yeah.
What is Kiwoon? What is their mascot?
They're the heroes. Yeah, they're the heroes.
I want baseball back. So
I miss baseball so much. I'll end on a positive note
okay.
and say that.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.
I think that there's a lot of things that even if they don't have an MLB season that they could do. I'm not hopeful that they're going to do them, but I don't know, man. I'd even appreciate some sort of home run derby thing, tournaments. I don't care. Like something.
All the things we make fun of, like how bad like the All-Star games are and stuff like that. And
yeah, give me all of it right now.
I want it. I don't care.
Give me that bunting tournament from the KBO.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, with the targets and the range. I don't care. I watched on the Diamondback stream the other day, Turtles Racing. So that's the point where we're at.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Turtles
Racing is what you were watching?
Yeah, on the D-backs Twitter they had the races but with turtles. It's best I can get right now.
Oh my god.
I mean, even when we have sporting events, they're getting rained out. Like even when we're trying, it's nature's preventing us from having.
I remember
these
the first game of the KBO that was being televised on ESPN had a rain delay. I'm like, yeah, this is gonna go well. Mm-hmm. This is gonna go really well.
I don't know. I'm with you 100%. The other sports having plans and being ready to go, it baffles me how
just wish
baseball
we were,
is the one thing that's still in negotiations about.
We're just
like
now
they don't even have
starting.
A plan. Really,
yeah, there's
like,
no plan to return.
It's not even like we have a plan about how they're going to do
all
it.
All those
yet.
Times we talked about the ideas, they're just ideas.
Yeah.
They have no idea what they're going to do. Even if they do agree on the money, they don't know where they're going to play. Some places are starting to reopen softly, a little slowly, but
there's always that danger of
and what happens
picking back up in the fall.
Exactly.
And having,
and that's again, like they're running out of time because if they don't come to an agreement soon to start playing, like the common date you hear is the 4th of July around then starting to play regular season games. If they go any later than that, their postseason will be bleeding into the fall so much and at a time, like you said, where a lot of experts are predicting a second wave of coronavirus will be coming up. They don't want to be dealing with that either.
Not to mention, imagine the playoffs at Wrigley Field in
December. Yeah. Fenway.
You know, Fenway.
Yankee Stadium. Right. Back East, just in general.
Right.
Midwest. And
then you're
going to
have
Minnesota.
Places like New York where there's that possibility where if things get bad as they were initially,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to shut the city down. You're not going to have games.
And what happens
in New Jersey.
They're not even close to this, like we said, but what happens if a player tests positive for coronavirus during the season?
We can't even
think about that yet because they're arguing about money.
I started this entire thought with, like, let's end on something positive.
I ruin it?
No,
oh,
you didn't. Life ruined it. Everything ruined it. There's nothing that we can do about it other than be sad because there's nothing positive about it. Don't, you know, there's no positive takeaway. There's hope.
Despair.
Yeah. There's hope. There's ideas. We could laugh about how preposterous the proposal is.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we're not one step closer to baseball than we were a month ago or 2 months ago. That's the sad part. There's no progression has been made, and it almost feels like, if anything, we've taken steps backwards because that initial idea or proposal seemed to be something most people were willing to accept, and yet here we are now talking about this new, bigger reduction. It's sad, and I don't know. I'm kind of with the players.
Well, we can try to end on a positive note, but I know that's going to fail. So I will just end it right now.
Yeah. Go NC Dinos.
Go NC Dinos. Go Bears. Go Doosan Bears. If anything happens with the MLB and the Players Association negotiations, we will be sure to let you know here on the Ain't No Fang podcast. Thank you so much for listening. My name's Cody Fincher. That is Derek Montilla. Stay safe out there. Thank you for listening to the Ain't No Fang podcast on ArizonaSports.com.